trousers and bust me braces. I feel like King Kong with his coat on in a dried-out billabong. Wonder what's in the mail. Well, bless the cesspit if it isn't Nutty Nora, the dustpan trash can Batman in a caftan. I'll iron the press studs off me belt buckle and tickle the trickle of a half-plastered basket in a helter-skelter hairspray at any shelter.
Can I wash your socks out, Governor?
Don't blind me. Where'd you get that gas mask? It looks like a wooden rice pudding on the tattered mattress of a battered actress. Where's your mate, old skinny Jimmy, the saucy so-and-so with a horsey dodo?
Sure, mind me, octopus chum.
Well, staple down me sperm whales, he scuppered, his supper, and mistaken the bacon. What price a slice of life with a rupted bunion in a pickled onion?
Have you got tums for a cup of tea?
No, but if I dang the toffee apple in the bucket of gumdrops, I'd have spilled milk on me gold milk be too for the pea shooter.
You've been listening to It's That Script Again, featuring the voices of Neanderthal Man, Built-Down Man, Homo Little Senses, and two men suffering from terminal psittacosis. The show was written by putting words onto dots and then throwing them at a sheet of paper, and the program was produced by 9:30 in the morning.
Dear sir, I would like to complain in the strongest terms imaginable about the denigration of that last program. During the war years, it was that show. And that show alone, which kept my men going by holding up the enemy to ridicule and contempt. Yours sincerely, Adolf Hitler. P.S. I would also like to complain about this.
Well, I'm afraid that, unfortunately, we seem to have dropped this week's edition of The Berkey's Way to Dynamic Living on the floor. And broken it. Fortunately, we have managed to find a BBC technician who's got the day off and is therefore sober. And while we're waiting for her to stick the pieces back together, here's a short piece of anaesthetic.
We present Little Women by Louisa M. Alcott, first made in 1955. The program was recorded 3 weeks later.
I shall never forget that melancholy winter's evening in August when Amy, Joe, myself, and the other one sat in the gathering dusk, our somber faces betraying the inward sense of despair we all felt so deeply. Was it, I wonder, the depressing gloom of our surroundings? Was it the stark chillness of the still night air? Or was it the four stiffs lying on the carpet with knives in their backs?
Yes, Little Women, starring William Fatt as Joe, Beth, Meg, and Amy. Little Women, a QM production. Featuring tonight's special guest stars, Nell Zineman as Hank Leipzig, Fred Fingelschminati as Hal Andrew Cosetta Reiner, and Sid Too Foreign for Words as herself. Also featuring Pearl Gruberbosom as the two interesting objects on top of the bar, Lois Piece of Cake Zinski as the mattress, and Al Schultzen Greek Bullman as the plot. This week's episode, The Embroidered Doilies Racket.
I don't know, said Beth. I think I shall cry if we never see Father again, for I do feel so very...
Executive producer, Quinn Martin. This is a QM production.
Sad this morning.
I know what, said Amy. Let us all go for a walk in the garden. It'll bring such color to our cheeks.
Oh, what a wonderful idea, said Joe. Do let's.
Oh, yes, let's, said the other one. Come on.
Well, there we have to leave that QM production of Little Women, because we've just heard that the pieces of the humorous wireless programme The Berkey's Way have now been solidly cemented together using a tube of BBC coffee. And so we're now ready to run the tape. We can, of course, accept no liability for any bits of the programme being in the wrong order, or for the Dick Emery show.
Damn it, Nigel Reese and Brett Harris, for this week's amazing correspondence course in The Berkey's Way to Dynamic Living, Lesson 22, How to Succeed in Business the Berkey's Way. to complain constantly about things that are in bad taste, then right now for our British Rail Buffet season ticket, enclosing a stamped address stomach pump. On the other hand, if you'd rather mind your own business, stay tuned now to Joe Kendall, Chris.
Well, in my experience, I find a third is far too heavy for me. But whatever your rate of tax, you should still be able to manage some simple little business, like, for instance, this bit.
Here, little Robin. Here, little Robin. There. There we are, my little brother. You need never fear St. Francis of Assisi. Pity he's not around at the moment. Here, little Dormouse. Here, little Dormouse. Come on. Come on. That's it. Here, little piggy. Here, little piggy.
Oh, here. There you are, brother.
Here, little piggy. Here, little piggy.
A brother.
Here, little piggy.
Yes, father. Stop tickling me under the chin like that. Sorry, father abstinence.
Casting director, Sid, case comes up next to Mikorsky.
Now then, I don't know quite how to put this.
Well, it's been a long time, Father.
You know what I'm talking about. The fact is, brother...
Brother Stalin.
Yes. Brother Stalin, that I'm wondering whether you're quite the right sort of person for this monastery. You see, you seem to be rather... well, unsympathetic to God's little creatures.
All right, I'll join the David Hamilton fan club then.
No, I've told you to leave her alone. I was referring to my little furry friends.
Oh, Brother Rupert and Brother Julian.
No, you don't seem to understand me, brother. Now, look at that nice old cow over there. Lovable.
Does she?
Yes, indeed. Now, tell me, why don't you go over and give her a pat on the nose?
Right.
I didn't mean like that.
Oh, sorry, Father. I see what you mean. Would you mind holding the other end of my bazooka?
Certainly. Brother Stalin.
Yes, Father.
What have you got against animals?
Nothing, Father. I love them.
Love them?
Sorry. I think I left out the words to kill.
It's just not good enough, brother. Look what you've done already this week.
Mm-hmm.
Shot 46 birds and seriously injured another 257. H-bombed 7 assorted ungulates, 2 with complications. Trampled on 16 cart horses in heavy boots. Forced 11 battery hens to watch the rag trade. And waved a dishful of orange sauce at a poster of Donald Duck. Decapitated 35 glowworms. Carried out something similar but infinitely more painful to a young goat. You have hit 672 ants with a mallet while whistling a medley of Max Bygrave's hits. Depth charged 36 goldfish. Poked a rhinoceros with a sharp stick. Made insinuations about the doubtful parentage of a spiny anteater. Drawn up a somewhat suspect contract between the owner of the local cat's home and an Indian takeaway in Chiswick. And given a very nasty look to a conger eel.
It was an accident, Father.
What? All of it?
Yes, it just sort of slipped out, you see.
Brother
the
Stalin.
Ants provoked me.
Brother Stalin, ants do not speak.
Exactly. They must have been possessed by the devil.
Did they have ghoulish green faces, rotating heads, echoing dubbed voices, and a tendency towards involuntary evacuation of the stomach?
No, Father, but they didn't look at all well.
Before or after you hit them with the mallet?
Well, after, Father.
Now, look, I'm going to give you one more chance. That fluffy little bunny over there. Oh. I want you to go and treat it as if it were your best friend. All right?
Right. My best friend.
That's right.
Very well, Father. Hello, fluffy little bunny. Fancy a pint down the Shandian Ripple?
Yes, good, good. Carry on.
Right. Now then, fluffy little bunny.
Brother! 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 What are you doing? I told you to treat it as if it were your best friend.
Exactly. My best friend ran off with my wife. Why do you think I came here in the first place?
Escape from the worries of everyday life. Total release from the burdens of financial care. A new beginning, a new freedom. You'll never again need to bury your head in the sand.
No! Have it done professionally at Stifco. They're the one, Stifco. At the sign of the dead horse.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you at all?
No, thank you. Just looking.
Sir? What was it you wanted?
It's okay. Just looking, you know. Just looking.
For the last time, will you get out of my bathroom?
I say, hang on. This is a bookshop.
Oh, yes, so it is. Well, what did you want?
Well, just something light to read on holiday.
What about this, then, sir? Confessions of a Swedish Peeping Tom.
No, I wanted something a bit more respectable.
Here we are, then, sir. Confessions of a Swedish Peeping Tom with a picture of Marlon Brando on the front.
No, I don't think so. Have you got anything a bit less Peeping Tom orientated?
We've got what Katie did.
Oh, good. What did she do exactly?
She became a Peeping Tom.
Don't remember that.
Oh, well, this is the abridged version, sir.
I thought abridged meant cut.
Oh, no, sir, you're thinking of the kosher version, sir. In this one, she does become a Peeping Tom.
I see. This week's correspondence course, how to succeed in business, I'm Bergier's way. Well, before you can set up in business, you'll first have to have your plans passed by the local council's planning committee. Right, well, our next planning application comes from Mr. Norman Bribery of 18 Bribery Avenue, who wants to build a £5,000 each bribe on the land next to the Whacking Great Bribe. All in favour?
Oh, just a minute, sir. That's Norman Perskins of Parkway Avenue wants to build a house next to the park.
Oh, how is it? I can't see a thing with these false teeth. In that case, I think we should throw the application out.
Seconded. Carried.
Propose.
Miss Peter, more tea, please, and send in the next applicant. It's hard work being a counsellor, isn't it?
Yes, it must be.
Written by Siegfried J. Crumlin and Hal O. Sailorkovsky.
Yes, sometimes I think I'd be better off alive.
Sometimes I think I'd be better off in men's underwear.
Sometimes I think...
Quite. Well, here comes the next applicant. Name of Mr. Sutton, it says here.
Satan, I think.
Oh. Good morning. Come in. Mr. Sutton?
Satan.
Sorry?
Satan. My name is Satan. Yes, I am Satan indeed. Risen this day from the searing bowels of the earth where the unquenchable pits of Hades rage with a demonic fermented agony of a billion tortured souls seething and boiling in the diabolical furnaces wherein man is damned for all eternity.
Satan. That's a bit of an unusual name, eh?
What?
Bit of an unusual name. I expect people keep ribbing you at work, do they? You are a devil, Mr. Satan. Humorous quips of that nature.
What are you talking about? I am the god of hellfire. He who dares to mock shall feel the wrath of Lucifer.
Oh, I see. You are the Satan. You are the devil himself.
I'm sorry. We didn't recognize you without your budget box.
No. I say, what does he want, then?
Well, it says here he wants to build an extension to hell in Catford.
What? Another one?
Apparently, yeah.
Directed by Irving J. Carchase Zack.
And deserves fair consideration now, doesn't he? The least we can do is to pour a load of tea down our throats. All in favour, say carried, seconded, proposed.
Carried.
Seconded.
Proposed.
Right. Well, Mr. Satan, I see from your plans here that you've included provision for the erection of a burning bottomless abyss, 50 million square metres in area, adjoining the Catford Emigration Office and Pleasure Centre. With a frontage comprising 950 dwelling houses for the accommodation of residents with spiky tails.
Correct.
Now, you see, the thing we have to be careful of is the fire risk. What exactly would be the nature of your business operations there?
I'd burn the people.
Fine, well, that seems straightforward enough.
What worries me is, would this project necessitate putting the rakes up?
Certainly not.
Damn.
Would it involve us guzzling back cups of tea?
Bloody Nora, look. I'll make it worth your while. Listen. If you pass these plans for me...
Yes?
I shall eat a cucumber sandwich.
Tempting, isn't it?
You couldn't make that £1 million bribe, could you?
Very well, £1 million bribe then.
Right, we'll pass them.
Thank you. There you are. Good day, gentlemen.
I say.
Yeah?
What good do you think it did us, him eating that £1 million bribe sandwich?
Well, it's hard to tell at this stage, really. Well, the next application is to pull down Eric Pode of Croydon and build an intermission.
Seconded.
Carried.
Proposed.
Pardon? Well, hey, well, what are you doing? Ow! Ow! Oh, ow! Ow! Ow!
There will now be a short intermission.
And now, Metro Golda Meir presents a film released through Taking Liquid Paraffin. At last, a brand new epic motion picture from the Building Society industry. From the people who brought you King Kong and Godzilla's Money Safe with the Woolwich. The Birdman of Alcatraz opts for the security of an 8% interest rate with Leeds Permanent. And Abbey National give the abominable Dr. Fives a better return on his investment savings. Comes the latest, most stupendous production yet.
Of one man's struggle to fix people up with mortgage agreements. The Lone Arranger. Faster than a retarded lugworm, livelier than a sack of coal, the Lone Arranger bursts into action in an explosive cataclysm of brute force that tears the widescreen apart.
Good morning. So, you'd like to fix up a mortgage to buy a new house, would you?
Yes, that's right.
Well, why have you come to this coffee bar, then?
Pardon? I wanted something to eat.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We only do food here.
Food will do fine.
What a crawler. All right, then. Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. What would you like, dear?
I think I have one of these, please.
Oh, yes. Yes, so will I. We'd like two of these, please.
I'm sorry, sir. That's impossible, I'm afraid.
What, you mean it's off?
No. I mean you're not allowed to point at the menu to show what you want. You have to tell me.
For what reason? I want an explanation.
American Express?
Oh, that should do nicely.
Right, then. Off you go.
All right. I'll have a hamburger.
I'm afraid we don't do hamburgers.
You do? Look. The menu's full of them. You do nothing else except hamburgers.
And produced by Kurt Interrupt-Sikorsky.
But it doesn't say simply hamburger on the menu, does it, madam?
Well, what difference does it make if...
Madam, please leave him alone. He's got to do this by himself. Now, off you go, sir. Ask for it properly. Read out exactly what it says on the menu.
Oh, all right. I'll have two beefy brunch burgers.
Beefy what, sir?
Brunch burgers.
Sorry, sir, can't hear you.
Oh, look, please don't make me.
Come along, sir.
Two beefy brunch burgers.
It's beefy, sir.
Hey?
It's spelt with seven E's.
Oh, God.
I'll try again.
Oh, do I have to?
I'm afraid you do, yes.
Oh. Two beefy brunch burgers.
No. It's only three E's. Seven E's. Beefy.
Two beefy.
Louder.
Two beefy brunch burgers.
Good. Now the rest of it.
Oh, no,
come
please.
Come on.
Please, why do you do this to
come
me?
Come on.
Two beefy brunch burgers smothered with scrumptious crispy fries.
No.
What?
You didn't say crispy with a K.
I can't go through with this. Crispy fried onions and swamped in luscious sun-ripened tomato sauce and garnished with a yummy egg bender sausage au fry.
Good. Splendid. Fine. Well done. Now say it through this megaphone.
No! Look, I'll do anything. I'll wash up. I will. I'll put the emulsion paint in the whippy freezy machine. I'll wipe the nasty sludgy bits off the top of the big plastic tomatoes.
I want you to say it.
Oh, my God. I'd like two beefy brunch burgers smothered in scrumptious crispy fried onion and swamped in luscious sun-ripened tomato sauce and garnished with a yummy egg bender sausage au fry. £1.57 plus VAT, printed by Martin Borman and Pitkins Hackney.
Right, sir. Yeah, that'll do nicely.
Well, are you satisfied now? Can we just have our meal, please?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid it's off.
From the people who brought you Mortgage Broker, a suitable case for treatment, and The Account of Monte Cristo, The Lone Arranger is coming soon to this intermission.
So there we are. I hope you've learned something about business practices today. In next week's history course, we'll be looking at the relief of mafficking and why it's frowned on in polite circles. Till then, good night. rather fragmented lesson in our amazing series of correspondence courses. If you'd like to Berkey's Way, Stepney, then care of now to the Get Bits in the Wrong Order, Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, Fred and Harry's write-off. If you prefer to get it in the right order, simply order Andrew Marshall and David Renwick to write for you, just like producer John Lloyd of Europe. If you don't want to get it in any order, then become a monk and you won't be allowed to see any big folks on Happy Dynamic Living.
Well, follow that, as they say. I think I'll play safe by just telling you that the Berkey's team will be back again at the same time next week. This is Radio 4. We present The Berkey's Way.
And if you've just switched on, you've missed it.
We present The Berkey's Way.
And if you've just switched on, you've missed it.